Right outside Dave Fowler's picture framing on the beautiful shores of Islay Creek in the central waterfront of San Francisco, I'm Dave, and this is Talkin' Schmidt. Today on the show is my brother from a different mother and bandmate, Shane Mednick. Shane moved to the Mission from Eastchester, New York, and started playing drums for the SF-based band Hightower. He was featured on Epically Trife more than once as a token drummer shot and spent most of his days fiending for the Whizburger. Currently, he's moved out to Brooklyn and started another band, Slashers. He recently did a little West Coast tour ending in SF. Although he has many tastes in good music, we still marvel at how he remains a diehard Metallica fan, even with their new stuff.
You might not want to get started on Metallica, because I'm a passionate fan, and there's so many haters out there. Death Magnetic, I own on vinyl. Straight up, I think they're back to where they need to be, as far as being Metallica goes. Some big shoes to fill.
Thanks, Dave.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
There's been some things troubling me lately, and I was thinking of starting a new segment called Poop du Jour, basically a French/English for shit of the day. Listen, I just saw the new movie Joker over the weekend, in which I enjoyed, but I gotta be honest, a lot of the movie I was sitting there a bit distracted thinking to myself, what the hell is all the fuss? Apparently Todd Phillips, the writer and director of the movie, has been under great criticism for glorifying incel culture, and people's sensitivity levels have been yet again risen. I just want to read a few quotes I looked up after watching the movie and remind everyone out there, the more you feed something, give it attention, bad or good, it's going to build momentum. Anyway, here's Todd Phillips in response to the critics. It wasn't we want to glorify this behavior. It was literally like, let's make a real movie with a real budget and we'll call it Joker. What's outstanding to me is how easily the far left can sound like the far right when it suits their agenda. Bill Maher told the New York Times, the most important thing that the Democrats can do to win the next election is to broom this element out of their party and stand up to the Twitter mob and the ultra woke. And I don't like the term woke because it implies I am asleep. I was woke before some of these people were born. I grew up in a household with two liberal parents who were ahead of their time. My father and mother told me about civil rights. I knew what the right thing was. The difference is that liberals protect people and PC people protect feelings. We live in an era where I don't think people's main focus is the truth and or sussing out something valuable or teachable. We live in a time in which people are more concerned with scalps and clicks. And I'll end this with Joaquin Phoenix, who had the difficult task of taking on a role that Heath Ledger put on a pedestal. He said, I don't think it's the filmmaker's responsibility to teach morality. And if you don't know the difference between right and wrong, then there's all sorts of things that you're going to interpret in the way that you want. All I can say is just please go see this movie and let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram with a DM or email me at talkinschmidt@gmail.com. And remember, pain is a given. Suffering is optional. And now without further ado...
Hello, hello, check, 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 1, 2, 2, 2. This is Shane Mednick, a.k.a. Shane and Bud, and you're listening to Talkin' Schmidt.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Here we go again.
Just give it the old college try, right?
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
96 times, Schmitty.
Thanks, Schmitty.
We on? Schmitty?
Talkin' Schmidt.
He's so fucking different.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Smith.
Let's hear it for James Smith.
Yeah! Meatloaf, deviled eggs. We're here with smiles on our faces and dollar Olympias. What up, Corey?
All right, here we go again, as my friend Jeremy Fish would say. San Francisco, CA. And we're behind Petrero Park in the mobile studio. We got none other than Shane visiting us from New York with his band, The Slashers. And
No,
it's just Slashers. Yeah. Okay, fuck, blew it already. And you might have heard of Well, he's been in a lot of bands, but you might have heard of Hightower.
Heard of Hightower.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. We're making up for lost time, Schmitty.
Welcome, welcome. What's your full name?
Shane Matthew Mednick.
Matthew. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. SMM.
Yeah.
Oh, so is that the solo project, SM?
The SM project, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Could stand for really anything, though, really.
Uh-huh. S&M?
Like single mom. You know, shatter math, you know, the project.
The
SM, the band.
That's just you?
It's just me. Sometimes I have some guest percussionists sit in.
Oh, okay.
It's a real jamboree.
Dude, I was just thinking about it as I was driving over here to meet you. This is going to be episode 41. And for a guy that used to kind of, I used to kind of pride myself on this thing called the token drummer shot. Mm-hmm. You're my first drummer out of 41 episodes. I'm blowing it.
I was always psyched, man, though. After every time we played a show as Hightower, like, I would wait for that Monday or whatever for, like, the trife picks to come up.
Hell yeah.
And the token drummer shot, yeah, it was a real honor. You had a lot of those. Here we are.
Yeah. Let's start with some early basics. Where were you born?
Bronxville Hospital, Bronxville, New York, 1974.
Where'd you grow up?
Eastchester, New York.
Eastchester.
Downstate. Like, we could skate to the Bronx, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was able to go see shows and skate the Brooklyn Banks in like an hour train ride. So it was a pretty cool place to grow up.
Till what age?
I moved to San Francisco when I was 24 in 99.
Oh, okay. So you were there till you were 24?
Yeah.
That's where all your basic, like, growing up happened?
Yeah. But I started hitting the road real early, just going on trips with friends and stuff. Like, once I became a teenager and skateboarding came in real early, had a good skateboard scene for then, you know?
Yeah. Skating happened first before music?
No, I was into music. I played bass, man. I had a bass. I was all about Cliff Burton. Then I fucking got into skateboarding and like peace music and then like got into skateboarding full time.
Rad.
Eighth grade.
Jake told me you guys were in like a ska band early on.
Yeah, like, you know, ska core.
What was the name? Mogwai or something?
Jiker,
that's right.
The 90s were crazy. We would play like a New York hardcore matinee.
Right.
And then drive to Connecticut and like open for the Specials. Like,
you open for the Specials? Fuck, that's pretty sick.
And then like open for Murphy's Law like that day.
Damn.
The 90s were crazy.
And then you played with Dirty and the Donuts, opening for the Vibrators like later on in life.
And Bad Shit. And the Ramp.
Who were some of your early influences? Like, what were some of the shows you were going to just to watch that you were, like, really stoked on?
My first concert was Anthrax Halloween and Exodus in 1989, the Headbangers Ball Tour.
No way.
Two of my friends, who I went there with.
Ricky Rackman?
No, he wasn't there. Yeah, I don't even think he liked metal. He was like a
poser.
Poser, dude. Don't edit out my talking shit about Ricky Rackman. I never met the dude, but he's probably a cool guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I think one of the first times I smelled pot was at that show. And our friend's mom, two of my friends who I went to that show with are dead, RIP.
Oh.
And my buddy's mom, like, just had coffee for, like, 3 hours and then picked us up. Just, like, dropped us off at, like, Madison Square Garden or wherever it was. The Coliseum.
And Anthrax headlined?
Yeah, it was a State of Euphoria tour.
Whoa. Damn, that's pretty crazy. What were some of your early punk shows you went to?
In Yonkers at this record store called Rockin' Rex. Shout out. Tony, Rockin' Rex. And probably like Killing Time and like New York hardcore stuff. I was seeing very early, like on my own and like traveling too.
Did you see Bad Brains or?
I did not.
No Bad Brains. No Bad Minor Brains. Threat.
No Minor Threat. Come on. That's way too early, dude.
You're not
that
old.
That's way too early. I wish. We did play with, Slashers played with Brian Baker's new band, Beach Rats.
No way.
He was a cool dude.
Fuck.
He's like, I like your guys' hats. I was like, you like the songs you write, man?
Fuck.
Yeah. Beach Rats, check them out.
Okay.
It's like two dudes from Bouncing Souls, Brian Baker, and the singer of Lifetime.
Wow.
And this good drummer. Forgot your name, dude, though, but you're a good drummer.
Damn, where was that?
St. Vitus in Brooklyn.
Sick. Were you already in Hightower when you moved here?
No.
But you were friends with Jake?
Yeah. Me and Jake have been friends since I was 14. Like,
okay.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Like the original skate rat, heavy metal, punk rock buddy.
Yeah. What kind of made you decide to move to San Francisco?
I'd visited there. I had some friends who lived out there, and I really didn't have much going on in New York. And there's definitely like a Hesh versus Fresh thing in the late 90s. But that was funny. I always just felt more on the Hesh side. New York was pretty fresh. I was like, I think I'm going to try San Francisco. But now, like, we're all homies. Alex Corporan, shout out.
Shout out.
Gizmo, shout out.
Shout out.
Supreme 94, shout out.
Shout out.
Lafayette Street.
Yeah.
New York's great. San Francisco's great.
Yeah, there's...
Am I talking too much?
No, you're great. Shane just discovered coffee late in his life, and we back coffee here on the program.
Do you make coffee yet? Talking Schmidt coffee?
No, but...
Keeps you talking all night long.
That would be good. I'm thinking about talking Schmidt breath mints.
Uh-huh.
Right before the show.
The list goes on. It writes itself,
here,
really.
Here you go. Yeah.
Dental floss.
What was your first board?
My first board, was like a plastic Nash Coyote. I saw it on Back to the Future, probably like a lot of people, you know?
Yep.
My parents didn't know anything. They got me a Nash Coyote. Then I remember it was sixth grade graduation present was a Nash Flyme with the flamingo on it and the palm tree. Remember that one?
Yeah.
The Nash Flyme. That was sick. I was such a little California dude, like, you know, checkerboard vans and jams and stuff. Even since I was a little guy. But my first real board, once it was like, you know, they saw me getting into it, was a Gator.
Ooh.
With the works from Gundalox and Nourishell.
The classic one that has like the spiral.
Classic. This was like, yeah, you know, 88 or whatever.
Right.
Red trackers, green slime balls, lime, neon green rails and tailbone, and like a clear nose guard.
Were they the ultralight trackers?
Maybe. They had plastic base plates. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And all these years later, my dad's like, it cost me so much money. But then he recognizes like they're responsible for me being part of this whole culture because of that skateboard, you know?
Right.
Straight up. Like, we're here now because of that first skateboard, you know?
Yeah. It's like choose your own adventure, and you're like, yeah. Page one, I did it right.
Yeah.
Like, that first choice is crucial.
Then I got a Skull and Sword. Then it was like a board for Christmas. I tried to make a board last, like, all year because I would get a deck for Christmas.
Nice. What was your first instrument?
Bass, I guess. Ibanez and, like, a Gorilla practice amp.
Yeah.
And I was just super into, like, Cliff Burton and Metallica, like, right away. My older cousin got me into metal and hardcore and stuff.
So that's what you would play when you first started?
Yeah,
was, like,
yeah.
Just, cover Metallica songs or something?
Or whatever. Yeah. I think I could play Salad Days from Minor Threat. I think that was, like, the first bass line I, like, thought I could learn to play. Boom, boom, boom.
Sick.
Of course, getting soft. Do you?
You might not want to get started on Metallica, because I'm a passionate fan, and there's so many haters out there.
Well, that's. You know? I think we need one Metallica question, because there's been some controversy behind the scenes, and some people think that Metallica's career ended at a certain album. Have you continued to enjoy them throughout? Like, do you like their modern albums?
Yes. Death Magnetic, I own on vinyl. Straight up. I don't own the new one, but I think they're back to where they need to be as far as being Metallica goes. It's some big shoes to fill.
Have you seen them live?
I have.
Like, a lot?
Two nights in a row at the first Orion Fest in Atlantic City. Ooh. And they played Ride the Lightning in its entirety, and the next night they played the Black Album in its entirety.
Fuck.
And it was the first time they ever played Escape live. That was the only time I spent $50 on a band t-shirt. Straight up.
We saw them at the Fillmore when King Diamond came out with them.
Yeah, nice. That was the 30-year anniversary, right?
Yeah.
We were there just hanging out. I think we yelled at Lars or something.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I play Vader Sticks.
I got some San Francisco ideas here. So I'm thinking fucking like Howard Stern Whack Pack.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, okay, San Francisco, we got Frank Chu. We got the Tamale Lady. Rest in peace. Frank Chu, the guy at 12 Galaxy Sign.
Yeah.
And then maybe we got Gumby and Wheatberry in there.
We got Sean John.
That
completed the show yesterday. It was a sealed and approved High Tower show when Sean John got on stage.
Oh, right.
But back to the pack, though. Yeah, I think you're onto something.
Do you think Wheatberry and Gumby belong in the iconic SF Whack Pack?
Yeah. I was hoping to see Wheatberry.
Yeah, you probably will. He might just pop out at any moment.
He might.
Or he might be in jail. We don't know.
He's got a gram, though.
Let's see.
Anything you want to know, Schmitty. New York, San Francisco, the 80s, the 90s.
Were you, true or false, one year you were a part of SantaCon? You dressed.
False. No way.
Let's hear some guilty pleasures besides Metallica's new album.
I'm not guilty about that at all. I had more guilty pleasures in the early 2000s and the 90s, like Eminem I really liked.
Uh-huh.
And that song by Third Eye Blind, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, shit.
That shit was a jam. I had the single. That was a guilty pleasure.
Sally V, you still will rock that song.
I'm too old to feel guilty about anything, though, now these days, you know? I like everything.
That's true. Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Eminem, sorry.
What were you saying about vaping earlier? I like that one.
If you don't vape now, you never did.
Yeah, that's the one.
Slashers has a song called If You Don't Skate Now, You Never Did.
Oh.
Which is a derivative of an old straight edge hardcore saying, if you're not straight edge now, you never were.
Right.
So we took that militantness to like skate rock and did that song. And the vape sounds like skate. But that song is funny because a lot of older heads like get their feathers ruffled, man. Like, if you don't skate now, you never did. Because how many motherfuckers, love to y'all, but a lot of motherfuckers like, I used to skate, but.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know.
That's the Slashers PSE.
I was at a dinner the other night, and I overheard that come out of the guy next to me, and I just kind of looked to my left, and I was like, oh, man, I just want to come in the middle of your date and go, actually, this guy never skated.
It's true. The classic is, like, the dude is, like, 15 years younger doing that spiel, and like, oh, yeah, I sprained my ankle. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't love skateboarding, dude. Like, yeah.
I used to skate when I was younger, and he's, like, 24.
Skateboarding is not for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Peace.
I had the idea that Slashers needs a tribute to Keith Meek.
Yeah, we actually, our friend Andy Murphy, an Australian artist, skateboarder, did our graphic.
Oh.
The one of the skate zombie.
Yeah.
And actually for a reference, like, we sent him, like, the slime balls and Meekster, like, that vibe.
Yeah.
Respect, because of, you know, those graphics. Slashers wouldn't be a band if we weren't skateboarders.
That was probably
same
Jim
with Hightower.
Phillips.
That's how I, yeah, for sure. Jim Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to operate. Skateboarders are the best.
Fuck
you can't fake it.
If you're talking about something, maybe you want to
do an ounce of research.
Just an ounce.
Just do a fucking ounce of research, please.
Who is the band that you played with and you have the story about you guys were, Hightower was playing and he was like, oh, say hello to.
Oh, Tackleberry. Yeah, Vinny Stigma from Agnostic Front.
Yeah.
I know Jake told the same story and that's so cool. What up, Jake?
Shout out.
Paladin.
Skate rat friends, you know. We got on probation. Audra put us on probation from the park side because we were supposed to do this tour at McRad in Frontside 5. And McGrath canceled. That's a whole other thing. Chuck, what up?
Shout out.
We'll talk about McGrath in a little bit.
Chuck Treese, come into the show soon.
And so anyway, Frontside 5 and Hightower played at the skate park. And we were playing at like the park side like that night. And I guess, you know, it was not the best move, but we played the skate park show, but that detracts from the draw maybe that night, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone partying all day and seeing the bands. And then Tough Love, Malia's the best. What up, Malia?
Shout out.
Didn't play there for like a year or something. But then Damn. We got the call. And Audra was like, you guys want to open for Agnostic Front? And we're like, yeah. Because that's like some New York Harker shit that we grew up on. But anyway, thanks, Audra and Malia on the park side.
Speaking of Malia, I just thought of somebody cool to have on the show. Malia, hit Dude, me up. Let's
yeah,
do this.
Fuck yeah. She's the boss, man.
Fuck yeah.
Chuck, what up?
Shout out.
I've been in McRad like twice out there. It's pretty sick.
No way.
Chuck hit me up one night. We became friends through like, you know, Hightower and McRad and Denver and stuff over the years.
Uh-huh.
He's like, we play for McRad tomorrow. I was like, yes, Chuck, I would love to. And then he like sent me like 50 songs to learn, like in a text. And I fucking took the day off work and I played by myself and I like listened to all the McRad songs.
Drums.
On drums, yeah.
No way.
And Chuck showed up for us to jam. And we just smoked a joint and then just played like Weakness and then just like jam. It's the best, dude. Anytime, Chuck.
That is Life Hammer.
Anytime, Chuck. Life Hammer, for sure. Chuck should be on this.
I asked Chuck to be on the show and of course he said yes. His weakness is he can't say no.
Ba-dum-boom. Psh.
What's one of your worst slams? Have you ever taken have you broken any bones or anything?
Man, everything's just a little fucked up.
A little fucked up.
Never broke anything.
Nothing
but
too bad.
No.
Any concussions?
No. Hit my head once, but it was fine. I have a little scaphoid issue. I'm all right, though.
Dude, that's good. So let's talk about the Hightower experience real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Jake covered a lot of it, but you guys kind of were all in the city. Y'all met, mm-hmm. and you weren't really playing drums yet.
Correct.
So how did that go in the beginning? You were just like, fuck it, I'll give this.
Yeah. I played drums a little because I was playing in bands since I was like 15, you know.
But you were playing bass.
I was singing.
Oh, okay.
And fronting the whole operation.
Nice.
And that was pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
But then I was going to do that in San Francisco when we were starting Hightower. Couldn't find a drummer to save your life. And I tell every drummer out there listening now, every musician listening, learn how to play drums. You'll be the most valuable piece in like every city in the world if you are a competent drummer. You'll mm-hmm. have a fucking gig with someone somehow doing something cool.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, I just was like, fuck it. You know, I'm just going to play drums. And I've always been lucky enough to be able to hear what I want to do in my head and then execute it, you know. That's all I did. I would just hear what I wanted to do in my head and then be able to
and
do
just
it.
Just try to rap.
If you're a fan of music, you can play music.
Do you remember the first song you guys assembled?
Mm-hmm. It was called Theme. This is like the first Hightower song.
Do you still play it ever?
No. There's so many songs we don't play, man.
Uh-huh.
We've just been digging up some real deep cuts lately. Uh-huh. Those last two shows we played, which has been fun.
Yeah.
We have like a lot of songs though, you know?
Yeah. I do know. I think I've seen you guys more than any other band.
No, man. We're in a very unique position. Like, we're best friends. As childish as it may sound.
Right.
Jake and Dave are my best friends. We can jam for 2 hours and then like put on a good Hightower show, you know. Seasonally in different cities. That's what we're working with right now.
You guys ever been on no talking terms?
Maybe in the van for a couple hours. Yeah. On the road, back when we used to tour for like 2 months. That was rad too. Just, you know, it's different times, you know.
Didn't one year you guys played like
100 shows or something.
Yeah.
I think one summer we played like 100 shows.
Yeah, that's
amazing. One year. I don't know.
That's
so we played yesterday.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Dude, you played twice in one show.
All the shows, man, every show I play, getting older and shit, especially these Hightower ones, like, they're becoming more special. Like, it's not a wedding or a funeral, you know, but it's everyone getting together from...
For sure.
From different eras in the same era, you know?
Yeah. Do you remember where you were or how you found out that Jake passed?
Yeah, so that started popping up on Instagram, and I was like, no way. And then I remember I actually saw one thing, and I was like, no way. And it was at night, so I just went to sleep.
And you woke up the morning the internet was broke.
Yeah. Because I didn't believe, you know, I wasn't tight with him like everyone, but like I've had some great Phelps moments, man.
Absolutely.
Living out here, and we got along, you know.
Yeah.
For sure. he always had bits of wisdom. He would either like compliment me and praise me or like totally ignore me, you know?
If he talked shit about you, he actually liked you. If he didn't like you, he wouldn't acknowledge you. That's kind of how it was, it seemed like. I remember the funny one for me was he was like, were they going Hightower? He had the term going Hightower.
What was that? Was
when you put one foot up on the fucking, on the amp or the.
Sick.
Yeah, that's going Hightower.
That's sick, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Rip Phelps, love you, man. You crazy bastard. We need you. Saw him at the death match. That was the last time. And then Slashers got to play with Bad Shit at House of Vans, and that was awesome.
Oh, sick.
We got Trujillo a bass. Tony was like, yo, you think you guys can get an SG bass for me? I was like, no problem. We got it.
Yes.
Shout out to Night Terror for loaning.
Shout out.
TNT, that bass.
Yeah, so you've kind of been, your mission's kind of been since you moved to New York to get New York and San Francisco to mesh, right? To bond.
Stitch it up.
I like that.
I feel very strongly about that.
Yeah.
But like without trying, you know? Like I feel like doing both.
That's rad. I had the idea of getting like 4 or 5 Hightower songs because they don't have lyrics, but they have some epic beats. We mix it all up, and then we get Big Hungry to lay over some verses.
Great.
I think it would be insane.
And that's something we can do live also.
Yeah.
Like me and Hungry can go on stage, and I can click off a 4 count on the drums, and we can just probably do something live.
Yeah.
Hungry, you heard?
Hungry.
Collab.
Shout out.
Hungry is on the show.
Drums and vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played with Slashers last summer. We were out here.
Oh, right.
Thanks for playing. He opened and headlined. Killed it.
Slashers. You guys flew to Colorado, rented a car, and then did like 8 shows on the way to SF. And what were the highlights?
Man, Denver's awesome. That's for me anyway. I mean, we got treated really well there. I've been hanging out there for a long time. Got the Frontside 5 crew.
Yeah.
Got, like, I was hanging with my cousin and uncle, you know, like I have deep family there.
Another guy named Shane.
And Shane from Frontside 5, shout out.
Shout out.
It was great. So everyone's treating Slashers real well. The band came together real nicely. Again, being skateboarders.
How'd you meet these guys and how'd the band kind of start? Was the band already happening or...
We were all in bands already.
Uh-huh.
And I became friends with Blake through, like, the local metal scene or whatever. He's like, oh, you skate, I skate, you skate, oh, sick. Oh, you were in Hightower, I was in Bones Brigade. I think the second wave of skate rock was, like, Bones Brigade, Frontside 5, Hightower, and, like, Bad Shit. Just following the blueprint of all the original Thrasher stuff, JVA, that was the blueprint. Running with that, so anyway, we were aware of each other's skate bands in the early 2000s, became skate friends in New York, and he's a guitar player and I'm the drummer, and... We were just skating one day, and I was like, yo, we should just start a fucking band with all skateboarders.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we'll call it Slashers. I was like, all right. And then we found, like, Jamie and Jesse. You had to skate to be in the band.
Rumor has it this morning at 6 a.m., one of the guys is going outside to move the van so he doesn't get a parking ticket. And he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Miley.
Yep.
That's pretty sick.
Jamie woke up Blake, or Blake was still up. Shout out to 24th Street.
Shout out.
And they went to Miley. I wouldn't have went, but dudes, you didn't wake us up, though. Guys, you should have just kicked me and Jesse in the foot.
Dragged us.
And just be like, I'm going to Miley. I probably wouldn't have went, though.
Nah.
I've been to Miley.
You've been there.
I love Miley. It's great. But, you know, I want to push her on the mission today. I don't know when I'm going to be back, Schmitty. And I love SF.
As the barfly once said.
Shane here. I love SF.
I love it, too. What do you miss about SF the most?
The music scene is really good right now, it seems. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I mean, I love New York too. It's just different. Just cruising around. I love hooking up with all like the skate rats, the Pachero. Like, yeah, like my boys Lane and Tyreek. They were little Groms when I fucking knew them. Now they're like rippers and coming to shows and stuff. I don't know. Community.
Okay, you get to San Francisco for your first time in let's say over a year. What's the first place you want to go eat at?
Whizburger. Whizburger.
Damn.
Veggie burger, avocado cheese. Waffle fries and 2 ranches and a tall can.
All right. You know that's where Blood Wizard became? The whole idea of Blood Wizard became at Whizburger.
That makes sense.
Visser and Toad were there eating burgers. Some Blood fucking Wizard. Old guy walks by. He looks like a wizard. And all of a sudden it just came to fruition.
Saw Gus. Stayed at his house. Speaking of Blood Wizard.
Shout out to
Gus. Shout
out.
Saw Gurney and Given, the first skate park. We stopped at Treasure Island. Was our first...
Really?
Bay Area stop, and like fucking Gurney and Given were there, and Fallas. It was great.
Oh.
Good first session. Yeah. Shout out to Josh, man, Treasure Island.
Shout out.
That shit was rougher than I thought. I only see it on my phone in New York, and I'm like, I got there, it was rough. I was like, yeah, it was like East Coasty.
It is. Yeah.
I like the East Coasty parks.
Yeah, he's doing some shit, though. It's coming together. Yeah.
And what was cool, the Slashers tour from Denver to here, we skated all the early 2000s parks, like, you know, that Reno vibe, Tahoe, yeah. Truckee Park
Auburn.
Vibe. They're cool, yeah. Mm. I was like a different skater when they first opened, you know?
Dude, there's parks everywhere.
Yeah. I think Colorado's slept on.
Colorado,
the state. Like, Oregon's sick, obviously, but, like,
yeah.
Colorado has just as many parks and, like, camping.
Yeah. I like Montana.
Montana.
You can camp anywhere. You just pull over and camp.
We were in Laramie, and we skated, like, this squashed full pipe. It was awesome. Fell off the truck, literally. It was some, like, recycling silo barn that they incorporated in the skate park, but it was, like, smushed.
Rad.
Laramie, Wyoming. Shout out.
Damn, I don't know if I've been there.
They got a park. They got a half-squashed full pipe. It's tight. It was one of my favorite shows of the trip. The Slashers tour was this basement in Wyoming.
The Laramie one?
Yeah. It was called The Greenhouse, and we didn't know much about it. We were like, is this a venue? Then we got there, and it's like, oh, no, it's just actually a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Playing in the basement. Let's talk about some, the Trife days. We were on there.
Yeah.
Felt so cool being on the Trife, man. It was like, we made it.
Yeah.
We were just kids in our 20s, you know?
A lot of shit happened that we wouldn't remember without the digital camera.
Good times. And again, it totally warms my heart because I've been listening to every episode. And Hightower comes up in a lot of these episodes, and it's really, it means a lot to us, everybody.
Well, Hightower came up a lot in our lives.
Still coming up.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of us until one of us is dead.
Yeah,
Hightower is a band.
Wood on that one. Yeah, do you have any memorable moments in those years? Like, fuck, you guys played on the back of a fucking truck.
Yeah, for Mickey and Phelps' birthday.
That was pretty. I mean,
they ran a flatbed.
We could go on forever, but that's definitely one.
Yeah, yeah. They left it us to figure out. We met at the Bank to Wall in Alabama.
Yep.
And I don't know, Mickey just had like the truck rented, the flatbed ready to go. It was their birthday weekend. It was actually my birthday weekend, too.
Right.
I'm in that same.
Possibly Arco's, too.
Yeah, Arco's, yep. Arco was there yesterday. Shout out.
Yeah, Arco's coming on.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then like we were like, all right, we'll meet you at the Bank to Wall with all our shit, and we'll put it on the flatbed near the generator and everything. And then we fucking just set up, met up at the Bank to Walls, and drove to Pop's, played a whole set. And like left. Yeah.
That's called doing it.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, Cat's Paw.
All y'all.
Ew.
Slashers toured up there last summer, and Mickey was at the show the whole time, man. Shout out.
Shout out.
And he gave us a bar tab at Cat's Paw after the show.
Nice.
Uncle Mickey, thank you. We love you.
Uncle Mick up in the PDX. How long have you been vegetarian for?
23 years.
23 years. Why did you start?
As cliche as it sounds, I was dating a girl who's, vegetarian Buddhist.
And,
there you go. There you have it.
And then you got into it. Took and then that just note, stuck yeah, with it. Then, Sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah.
It's been working. We wouldn't be the rad dudes we are without our ladies, right?
Absolutely.
Shout out. Love you, honey.
Shout out.
Do you think in some ways that you eat extra healthy so that you can put other not so healthy things in your system?
No.
Like you go, hey, I'm eating well so I can drink some brew, or
I'm generally pretty healthy. Yeah. Like a couple of beers aren't a big deal.
Right.
Yeah, I eat well, so
keep it mellow.
Yeah, keep it mellow.
I like that.
Coffee is like probably the harshest shit.
I'm on X Games of Mellow right now.
Winning the gold mellow.
Yeah, we got the gold mellow for fucking falling asleep before 10. I got the gold.
Yeah, that's fine too, man. Especially when you have an awesome partner, you know.
So, reverse question. You're out in New York for a year and you get back to New York. What's the first place you want to go to get a bite?
Pizza.
Do you got a spot?
Or anything in my mom's refrigerator. Depends where I go first, my mom's house or the city.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to get a slice, do you got a go-to for slices in New York?
I like Santa Ana's in Bedford and North 7th.
All right.
It's good shit. But then Screamer's is great. It's all vegan on Manhattan Avenue and Greenpoint. That wasn't around when I first moved back, but I don't know. Home cooking?
Yeah. You can't be home cooking. Yeah. Do you believe that New York has no good burritos and San Francisco has no good pizza?
I found tolerable burritos in New York. Like, I know where to go. Like, I'm not, you know, and out here, like, I don't even need pizza.
No. Really?
But, like, I got a quesadilla super yesterday, man, with the rice and beans. So good.
Fuck, yeah.
New York can't even fuck with Mexican food.
No.
Sorry about you, New York, but you can't fuck with Mexican food.
And they do other stuff well, though.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff well.
What's going on in the circle of bros, like the Nature Crew and all them?
Those guys are good. They just played Supreme.
Oh.
Supreme scene is cool in Brooklyn. They got a bowl and stuff. Tooth works at Supreme. Shout out, Nature.
Shout out to Tooth.
All you guys.
Shout out.
Damien.
Shout out.
He's weaving the fresh and hesh.
Damien's still working for De Niro?
Maybe.
Or Bob Dylan or something.
Maybe he's doing something cool.
Yeah, he loves
freelance sound
he's
guy.
He's got his finger on the raddest pulse usually.
He's the best.
Fucking
shout
cool.
out him and Annie.
Shout out.
Diego.
Shout out.
If we're going to take a little break right now and drop a Slasher song.
I'd rather fight than switch. First, I want to do my Blue Plate commercial.
Okay.
Deviled eggs, meatloaf, Olympia dollar beers and smiles on our faces in a garden. We want to make you happy. Come to Blue Plate.
And don't forget the fried chicken. Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Henry Rollins, Independent Ed. And it said, like, I'd rather fight than switch my trucks.
Oh.
Like, Slashers is digging into, like, shit like that for, like, lyrical content. But we made it about, like, being a freak and a skateboarder or whatever, a weirdo, you know? Like, uh-huh. Someone that didn't fit in. And
okay.
I'd rather fight than switch.
But it can't. Ah, I like that.
Yeah, and then, like, if you don't skate now, you never did. That's from an old, like, Straight Edge campaign.
Uh-huh.
So we're, like, just twisting things.
Sick. I come up with some. I'll send you guys for the second album.
Yeah, you should. Fuck. Henry Rollins, though, I've been liking his. He's been on podcasts. He did Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah? Where's his head at these days? Are we liking it?
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. One thing that I remember that I took from it that I really liked is, like, he just, like, hangs out at his house and listens to 45s. You know, he has probably gnarliest record collection. But when he's at home, he listens to 45s. And when he gets up to change it, to put the other side on, he does 10 push-ups every time.
No way.
In between flipping 45s. Listen to one song. What up, Henry? You're cool, man. Thank you.
Damn.
So that was cool. Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts.
Joe Rogan. We listened to Joe Rogan. I listened to the crime or true crime ones. I listened to I'm listening to the Charles Manson one right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I listen
to lighthearted shit.
Yeah.
On them.
I probably should.
I like comedian stories and, like, music and skateboarding stuff, you know?
Bill Burr is really good every Monday.
Yeah.
He likes
Talking to, Schmidt.
Talking Schmidt's on Tuesday. See, you got to have a fucking TV guide. Like,
I'm not even going to listen to this one, though. Wednesday.
No?
No. Okay. Maybe, like, I'll listen to, like, 2 minutes of it and then, like, never listen to it again. But I'll give it the bump on Facebook and stuff.
What you do is you get on a 12-hour flight and you take a hit of acid and all you have is this to listen to.
This is my third podcast, so I'm ranking them up.
Damn, what were the first two?
The first one was for a friend of mine who is a filmmaker, and he did, like, an indie film, and he used some of the SM Project music in it.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a cameo in it. Ed Charette, shout out. I don't remember what the movie was called. It premiered at Gramercy Theater, though, so then I did, like, a solo project show at Gramercy Theater, which is, like, legit New York. But anyway, that was my first podcast, because he just did ones with all, like, the talent involved in the film.
And what's his name?
Ed Charette.
So we'll look up Ed Charette documentary for the name.
What the hell's the movie? God damn it. Ed, call me.
We could do a dial a friend. First time ever.
Lifeline.
Here on Tongue and Spit. The Lifeline.
I'll remember it by the time this is over.
Okay.
I want to say it's called, like, Don't Forget to Write or something, but it's not called that.
That's not it, but it's a good idea. What was the second podcast?
The second one was, like, this drummer podcast.
No way. It's cool.
Yeah, this guy does a lot of heavy hitters. He's got Jody.
Yeah?
Rad dude. Good, great drummer.
All right, top five drummers of all time.
Tim Soetti from the fucking Champs.
Whoa.
George Hurley from Minutemen. Lars. From fucking Metallica.
No way.
Yep.
I'm vetoing that one.
Nope. I'm straight up. Lars, dude. Love you, dude. He's like Tony Hawk, man. He's like the Tony Hawk of metal. And I love Tony Hawk. He's great, okay. Too.
Well, we got two more.
Three? Yeah. Two more?
John Bonham doesn't
affect me. No, I keep it with people who I've seen live or, like, probably, like, John Weisberg or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, dudes who I grew up playing in.
Okay, so you don't want to say Art Blakey, Billy Cottam, any of, like, the jazz.
No, what did I say? Tim Soetti, Lars, George Hurley from the Minutemen.
Yep.
Then I'll go with, like, any of those New York hardcore guys, Mackie or, like, Luke from Gorilla Biscuits or something.
Bill Stevenson.
Yeah, Bill Stevenson's sick. He's super sick. That's a whole other story I can get into. When I saw Descendants a couple months ago at PlayStation Theater.
Yeah.
Anyway, two more drummers. Probably this guy, Ryan Sawyer, actually. Shout out to Ryan Sawyer.
Shout out.
He's a local New York guy. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a mentor. All Ryan right. Sawyer, for sure. What up? What up, Soy Dog? One of my favorite drummers.
I'm going to just break the ice because a lot of my female listeners are getting angry. Sheila E., Trixie.
Oh,
just
Trixie's
sick. Throwing them in there for the ladies.
Who else is from out here? Remember Becca?
What was
that band? El Corazon?
Uh-huh.
Dominique and Ravia was at our show yesterday. Bay Area has a great scene now, but it was off the hook in the early 2000s.
What about Furtado?
Ryan Furtado was there.
Dude, maybe
so cool.
10 years
what up,
plus that I had. Like,
yeah, man, he's great.
Wow. Ray Poates?
Ray Poates was there. Mike Stevens?
Yeah. Dude, I see Mikey, but...
Mike Stevens. Bam, bam, bam.
Maybe Mike Stevens to come in and kick
you
some knowledge.
You should do one with Mike Stevens for sure. And Ray.
Yeah. Is Ray NSF? I never see Ray.
He's NSF right now.
And Furtado? Never.
You should do one with Dave Kaplan.
Okay, yeah. Let's. Cappy. Who's our dream list for my future guests?
Oh, like we just talked about, Mike Stevens.
Yeah.
Ray Potez would be cool.
Jay Hal.
Jay Hal would be good. Yeah.
Sean John.
Obviously, Sean John. Yeah. I think my friend Nicole would be good.
Oh, yeah?
She was in the Girl Lilla Biscuits with me.
Okay.
But she was in a bunch of old SF punk bands and stuff.
Sick.
And Dave Fallis.
Dave Fallis is on the list, absolutely. Along with Pete the Ox.
Pete the Ox. Man, you should get Kevin from Johnny and the Dudes. Shout out, Kevin.
Shout out.
That is a good one.
That's what the gram is cool for, too. Like, you see someone pop up, it's like, what's up? Yeah, dude, get Johnny on there.
Johnny and the Dudes.
Johnny and the Dudes.
We might 100%. Have to fucking get a Johnny and the Dudes song on right now, kids. We
might have to.
Getting fired up for that one with the shots.
Dude Pride. Oh, yeah. Charlie's in the bush.
Charlie's in the bush.
I can see his eyes.
Here we go. Johnny and the Dudes. Pete the Ox, I need you on, baby.
Take it away.
Boom, boom.
Head come up
fucking Pops, Malia, Parkside, Malia, Bottom of the Hill, Max's mom, Ramona. I mean, what do you guys want to fucking know about SFC?
So been Max Schaff was going to be here today.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do that. Like, I'll direct message someone or whatever, you know, and they get back usually.
Meet at Potrero? Sundown. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sean Gutierrez will be rolling in with Arco in about 25 minutes.
No, they're out of town. They're in Atlanta.
Damn it.
I got the scoop. I wanted to see Gut. I wanted to see Bill. And
Fatty's probably with
Fatty.
Him.
Those are my favorites. Like, that's how I keep my eyes on the mission, I feel like, watching those dudes' grams, man.
They
shout out,
they
guys.
They hold it down.
Thanks.
Crocker kid.
Shout out.
I love those eyes when I'm in New York and I'm seeing that's the mission I want to be hanging out in.
Yeah.
Shout out, dudes.
Shout out.
Yeah. What
Crocker. How about Crocker? Me and Fallis skated there every Saturday morning for a year, and that's when we got to meet all those dudes when they were kids.
Did you take the Slashers? I mean, take Slashers crew
there? I didn't
take
them yet. No. Probably won't go there, but
yeah,
they can handle it.
It's either there or Blue Plate.
Pretty much.
Chicken, fried chicken, meatloaf, and smiles on our faces.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken,
deviled eggs, and
dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Love you.
My girlfriend was in Sacramento, Girls Gone Wild weekend, and they go in for like some fucking chocolates or whatever, and all of a sudden some dude taps on her shoulder like, hey, are you Schmitty's girlfriend? Can I take a photo with you? And it was Corey, and he sent me a photo. I was like, yes.
Shout out.
Get that coconut That's cream pie back there, Corey. I'm coming in.
Yeah, man. Hook up the vegetarian specials.
Mm.
He always does.
Yeah.
And probably the best vegetarian special is a $1 Olympia.
Holy.
And some beets.
If you could have any vegetarian dinner, like if you go out, what's like, what would be the extreme? Like we're going 5-star tonight.
Like the best salad with like a lot of avocado.
Yeah.
And
avocado goes.
Yeah, probably no dressing. Just the salad would be made so right that you don't need to put dressing.
I never do dressing.
All the flavors.
I love it. Yep. Yeah, we've been making epic salads.
Or Whiz Burger.
Or Whiz Burger. Or that fucking veggie burger at Whiz Burger with a side of fries.
With avocado.
Waffles and two things of ranch. And smiles on our faces.
Deviled eggs. Meatloaf.
Dude.
Corey, I'm coming. I'm bringing the guys.
Corey
and Schmitty.
I went on record, and I'm going on record right now. This is a big statement. Blue Plate's fried chicken, better than Front Porch. I might have some haters, but I'm throwing it out there. I just went to Front Porch last week, so I got the confirmation.
Good to go in my book.
Yeah.
Haters, you know, if you haters can't hate, when can you really love, you know?
If you're not hating now, you always did.
Sidebar with Corey, like, we fucking went to the strawberry pool. I took some of my first road trips with him when I moved out here.
Rad.
Him and Matt Walker and Dave Kaplan.
Nice.
I moved here in 99, and some of my just hitting the road right away back in those days in the strawberry bowl in Tahoe. That was a hot spot. Remember that thing?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'll go there with Corey and shit and, like, Kaplan and Matt Walker.
That's rad.
Matt Walker's in New York now. What up?
Shout out.
What was your first neighborhood when you moved here?
24th Street in Hampshire, the Mission.
You went straight there?
Straight there.
Oh.
Straight there.
Damn.
We had a house with like 10 people in it.
And what year was that?
99.
Oh,
January 99. So
24th was not what it is today then, I'll tell you that.
I had visited like in 94 and 96.
Uh-huh.
But 99 is when like I fucking...
Did you guys have any interest?
Changed my address. There was like a drum set there already, but I didn't know I was going to play drums. I didn't even think I wanted to be in bands anymore. I thought I was just going to skate and like go to City College for super cheap.
And then, Did you go to City College?
You can't escape the bands for a couple semesters.
Yeah.
I'm on like the 30-year plan for college.
I'm on the 32-year plan.
Yeah, no big deal.
Huh. Did you guys have any incidents on 24th? Any times where...
One time I was walking home down 24th. It was like after the bars were closed. And it was across from, it was right past the BART station on 24th and Mission. I was on the left side, the south side. There's a gang across the street, like down the next block, but across the street. So I'm just walking, minding my own business. And one dude breaks away from the pack and just starts like walking toward me real authoritatively. And he's like, what's up, nigga? Where you from, nigga? Where you from? I was like, yo, I'm from nowhere. I'm leaving. And I started turning around to walk. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else. You can pass. And I was like, all right. And I didn't, you know, I have one time I went home. That was my gnarliest SF or Mission moment. I was like, yo, I'm no one from nowhere. So I'm going to turn around and fucking thank you. All right. Then, yeah.
We're not the droids you're looking
anyway,
for.
Anyway, it's good.
I remember getting locked in at Pops. Like, dudes were out front. Like, dude, just everyone get to the back.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. Yeah. What's some of the best headlining bands that you've opened for? What are some of the moments?
In all of my music or just like all of it?
Yeah. Specials is fucking high
Specials,
up there.
Specials, Bad Brains, Sick of It All, Pennywise, Agnostic Front, H2O, Voodoo Glow Skulls, we'll go there. They're cool. They came to a barbecue at our friend Timmy's house, RIP. Yeah, man, I don't know. They're just local bands that you see on tour that no one will ever hear or see. But you're seeing them because they're a band from this city that's on tour that is never going to play any shows or record anything.
Right.
Outside of their town, and they're like the best band you ever see.
What happened to our bro from Bison?
I think they're playing like this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still doing it.
Yeah, they're like a Hightower vibe, you know?
Yeah. Now, you guys turned me on to Bison, 3 Inches of Blood.
Vancouver set.
Fucking Nature. A lot of bands
that's the point on Earth. Pass shit along. Each one teach
one. Find something good and let other people know.
Each one teach one.
Because there's a lot of shit out there.
There's a lot of shit out there.
Yeah, you got to put your boots on.
That's what's been really cool about Slashers. We play for we played House of Vans, really took good care of us.
Okay.
We played some big shows there and local shows there.
Yeah.
And that exposed Slashers to like a whole urban young skate crowd, you know?
Okay.
Ethnicity, gender, everything mixed up, mashed up. That's what's up. It's all about this fucking next gen, man. Pick up skateboards and pick up instruments and do some radical shit. For our friends who can't.
Yeah, I mean, as cliche as it is, as repetitive as it is, time is very precious.
For real.
You can do it now or you can never do it.
It's a year is like fucking nothing when you get older.
Yeah, a year is yesterday.
Yeah, I'm planning a year from now already, you know?
Fuck. Let's talk a little bit about SM. Not San Mateo, the city I once lived in, but the SM Project.
My initials.
Mm-hmm.
Solo.
What's the deal?
That came out of like my other bands not being able to play. So I was like, okay, but I got the solo project. I can just do that. But I also worked at this place called Union Pool in Brooklyn. Shout out. Union Pool. Is Tim McKinney's voice going to be every time I say shout out?
Shout out.
I'm doing that thinking I'm going to hear that like on the.
Well, we might throw Noelle in too.
Shout out.
She hit one. She
yeah.
McKinney, you're sick when you sang that Jimi Hendrix song in that Think video. Yeah, that was a good part, man. That was good shit. I don't know you, but like, that's Tim McKinney awesome. To me is that Jimi Hendrix skate part, man.
Yeah, wild and crazy radical.
First impressions with Timothy Donald McKinney. This one is actually my last impression of the skateboard scene in San Jose. It was a show with Hightower, the Happy Donuts, our Schmitty's band with Crabtree, and Tom Knox on a stand-up bass. Insane to be there. That's my last and first impression. But that drummer out of everything there, I seen him out front. An instant impression was, damn, this guy's a skateboarder, ain't he? Next thing out of his mouth is, yeah, I skateboard. I go, it figures. Your energy, your aura is different than a lead singer's. You know, it was different. It was just chill. Chillest dude I've ever seen. And most drummers are. I want to shout out another band. I want to shout out Spaz. I want to shout out Lactose and Max.
Shout out.
I'm skating with you guys on rainy days on that red curb, Menlo Park or wherever we were at the mall. I also want to shout out Tom Knox.
Shout out.
Crabtree.
Shout out.
Schmitty.
Shout out.
Sandy.
Shout out.
Tasha.
Shout out.
And Allison Lee.
Shout out.
And the last time I had anything to do with any kind of skate scene, after that, Ghost, Fish On. Shout out.
What are we talking about?
SM Project.
Yes.
And then you said something about Union Pool.
Yeah, I worked at this place called Union Pool. It was a bar back there, and it had the best music from everywhere in the world, and the weirdest shit, and the awesomest shit. And everyone who worked there was like a musician. And I say to this day, like, I went to music school, I was working at Union Pool for 2 years. I saw so much cool stuff come through working there, and so much weird, like, solo stuff, different people. And I was just always thinking, like, sick, man, I think I can do something like that, you know? And then some other bands I had in at the time, if they couldn't play a show, I'd be like, but I have this solo project. And then I just started playing shows. And then, like, it's a phenomenon.
So what does it consist of? Do you pre-record stuff and then play along to it, or how does it work out?
No, I have, like, a Casio that provides, like, these beats. I do guitar and vocals and live percussion. And I have this thing called a Korg Chaosilator pad. It's all these sound effects. And it's like live looping.
So it loops.
Nothing's pre-recorded. It's like live.
Oh.
For sure. A little guitar.
Do you got any recording?
No one's told me to stop yet.
Okay. That's always a good sign. Do you have any recording?
I do. SoundCloud. The SM Project.
Should we take it to a fucking jam?
Take it to Space Vagrant. This one's called Space Vagrant.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. From Johnny and the Dudes to the SM Project, we had some hype.
That's a stretch, huh?
You know what? I'm just gonna say, haha, we're playing another song right now. We're gonna do
I Am the Wall Ride.
We're gonna do a Hightower song.
Yep.
But you get to pick it.
Oh, I get to pick it.
Yeah.
This Hightower song is called The Wick.
The Wick.
It's not available on vinyl, it's only on Bandcamp.
Check it out.
Thank you.
that song The Wick was probably the last Hightower song that we were like recorded, and that was new-ish. We wrote a whole album, but we forgot it.
No way.
Like if we were able to jam for like a, if I was able to come here for like a month, yeah, and we can jam for like a week, like we would remember the stuff, but like we do these awesome shows, and we're lucky, we're psyched to just dig deep to like Styler's Quest and stuff. And the Hightower shows are more special every time.
Okay, I got some fucking novelty moments right here.
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, you probably know this, but we're going to put it into perspective. How many songs out of all the Hightower songs have vocals on them?
Like three.
Three out of like how many?
We have like 30 songs probably.
Okay, so
like four.
That's one...
Third?
No, that's like one... that's like three out of 30 is like one-tenth. One-tenth of the songs. And guess what, folks? I sang backup vocals on one of those.
You're on the vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
One of the ideas with Hightower was when we started, like, all the best metal albums always had one instrumental.
Mm.
Remember that? When every metal record would have one instrumental song?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to do, like, our whole album be all instrumentals and, like, one vocal song.
Oh. Is that kind of how you ran it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got our first reviews in Concussion and stuff, and they're like, and the best thing is, there's no vocals. You know, some whiny singer ruining the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That was cool.
Yeah, the beat's good, and then, the voice killed it. Huh.
That was from our first Concussion review. What up, Concussion? R.I.P.
What's up, Davood?
What up? Get him on here. Creature Lee was on here.
Concussion Lee went to Creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's NHS Lee.
Dude, Hightower songs still pop up in like NHS edits and shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's awesome. Like, that means so much to us. It's the best.
Whew.
I know you're doing the edits still, right?
Yeah.
Jamie sent you some Slasher stuff?
Yep.
Get in there?
Yep. Could be coming out.
Send you the SM project, maybe?
Yeah. Let's do this. Always looking for
yeah,
music.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the list goes on. Just keep cranking it up. Gotta leave tonight.
Oh, man.
Fuck. I don't want to go back to New York. New York, I love you. San Francisco, I love you. Schmitty, I love you.
To and fro.
Tell your friends you fucking love them while they're around.
Yeah.
And hug them, punch them, whatever you got to do. That's very important.
Shout out to all my New York homies. Tony Farmer.
Shout out.
See you soon, New York.
Matt McGinley.
Shout out.
Jeanette.
Shout out.
Steph.
Shout out.
Timo.
Shout
the
out.
The list goes on. Clems, Wybus, Brandy.
Shout out.
You gotta
out.
Come visit.
I know.
You can bang out like four podcasts probably there.
Or
like
40.
40, yeah.
Well, shit. San Francisco, last night in town, where are you taking it for dinner?
Blue plate. Deviled eggs. Yeah. Fried chicken.
Smiles cantaloupes, on our faces.
Dollar Olympia beers and smiles on our faces. It's like the one night Corey's off.
Shane's in the house right now, and we're going to go fucking skate a little bit. But what song are we taking it to?
Hightower, the SM Project, Slashers, you name it.
No, I think
Johnny
said,
and the Dudes.
I think you said fucking Metallica or something.
Sure.
Remember earlier you were like, we might have to end with this song? I forget what it
sure. is. Sure, and I'm going to further piss everyone off and take a song from Injustice for All. It's called To Live Is To Die.
All right, here we are, here we are, here we are, and now we're not. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of Talkin' Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow up them charts. All the episodes will always remain free to my listeners, but if you'd like to help support the show, you can do so at our website, talkinschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like stickers, beanies, t-shirts, or hats. The website has an entire archive of all the episodes with extra photos and video. You can also email me with any concerns, questions, suggestions, comments, etc. at talkinschmidt@gmail.com. That's talkinschmidt, talkinschmidt, @gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by me, Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature, and a special shout-out goes to my executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout-out.
Love it!
Until next week, this is Talkin' Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt. Talkin' Schmidt.